Some people look forward to celebrating their birthday each year. How would you feel if you knew you were going to be out in the middle of the South Atlantic Ocean for your birthday celebration? That's what we're going to learn today from my conversation with Dr. Yi Wong from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. She is a geochemist that sailed on the South Atlantic Transect 1 Expedition 390 during your birthday. Yi, you were on the ship.
Exactly. I was very lucky.
Lucky. This is interesting. Okay, so maybe let's take a step back and let's start with, how do you typically celebrate a birthday when you're back on land?
So while I was in China, I was met with my parents. So they would buy me a birthday cake every year and we would go out and like eat in a restaurant. And then after I grew up a little bit, so I went to college and then my birthday is in May. So at that point in China, we're still like in the middle of the semester, so there won't be any parents. This was like one special moment for my entire dorm that we can hang out together and to celebrate together. They would buy me gifts and they would buy me like a dinner or lunch, and sometimes they would drink together. It was pretty fun. Like each of us would have a special day of their birthday to be celebrated.
So in China, a birthday celebration is a really big celebration, it sounds like.
At least like with a group of people, yes.
with a large group, right?
Yes.
And so now here you are finding out that you're going to be on the ocean for your birthday instead of on land with friends and family members that you know. Did you know anyone that was going to be on the ship? Was it a group of strangers for you?
Exactly, a group. So, like, I did have, like one or two friends who would go on to the next cruise, like 393. That's, like, second part of that transect, who are, like, my postdoc friends. But actually, on 390, I was looking at that roster. I was like, oh, my God, I don't know anyone on that roster.
So here it is. You're now going to be boarding Joydee's Resolution for Expedition 390. And we boarded at the very beginning of April of 2022. Mm-hmm. And so you knew your birthday was going to be happening. So what did you think would happen? Obviously, there wasn't going to be going out with friends, or did you know you were going to have a cake, or what did you think would happen?
No, that definitely not. Like, I wasn't expecting anything to happen. Like, because at that point, we were in quarantine. I already knew, like, well, it was like the 12-hour shift, like 7 days a week, there wouldn't be any of the vacation dates. So like, for me, I would just expect, like a regular day of working, probably treat myself with some more food from the gallery, and that's, and maybe like one more dessert, and that's it. I didn't even know there was dessert on the ship. So I was like, oh, hopefully, I heard there's ice cream, so I can get a piece of ice cream.
So at least you knew you would be able to treat yourself to some kind of sweet food on your birthday, but knew that we were all going to be working. And you did work your 12-hour shift during that day, certainly. Tell me what it was like leading up to your birthday. I guess the day before you started hearing some rumblings that something might be happening, or?
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting. When I was about to go off shift the night before, Mako, who is the microbiologist on my ship, and Masa, who is another geochemist on my opposite ship. So we had this like meeting together at the end of my shift, and they were like, oh, don't get up too early tomorrow. We're going to prepare something for you.
Oh, no.
I was like, what? So they were like, just don't get up too early. Like when you come into your office, you'll see what will happen. And I was like, oh, that makes me feel curious about what will happen tomorrow.
And you had a hunch that it had something to do with your birthday, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, those people were great. Like they were both from Japan, and they were great, like hanging out with me like all the time in the lab. I was like, oh, maybe they want to do some like small scale, or like, you know, geochem microbiome celebration, and that's it. And I was like, okay, sure. Like I'll just like sleep tonight, and then I was thinking about like getting up earlier even to see like what they're doing.
Oh, you were gonna surprise them trying to surprise you.
Yeah, they were like, no, don't do that. But like, okay, then the next day I didn't really like get up very early, like the my normal hours, and like I went downstairs, and then like when I went up I was very surprised.
So what did you see when you went into the office?
First of all, the IODP, the whole crew would prepare you with like some one card signed by like everybody, pretty much everybody on the ship. And there was a banner saying happy birthday on top of you. There was like a colorful tree. Like it was pretty festive. And then Mako, she took a lot of photos while I was working. And then she like made a poster out of those photos.
Oh.
Especially highlighting the oranges in the background. Because I usually would have like one orange from the galley at the end of my shift that I would love to share with people. Because I love oranges. So Mr. She like put oranges in the background. That was pretty cool. And then there were like gifts. There were even gifts on the table. Both Mako and Masa, they brought all the stuff, like snacks from Japan. And they pretty much gave all the snacks to me. They're like, we can buy more in Japan, but you wouldn't have those like if you're in China or in the US. I'm like, oh my God, you're so sweet.
So you had food gifts. You had photos featuring oranges and you were posted around. Talk to me a little bit more about this birthday card, though, because I remember signing it since I sailed with you on Expedition 390. And there were a lot of signatures. I think almost everyone on the ship did sign that card for you.
Yeah, that card was like coolest card I've ever had in my entire life because it was written in like 6 or 7 different languages. Happy birthday and happy birthday. Like, because IODP is such a collaborative effort and you can find people from all over the world on board. For me, Jay, like the lab director, she's from Taiwan and she signed the card in Chinese. And Mako and Masa, as I said, they're from Japan and they even learned like how to sign a card, birthday card in Chinese by Googling.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So they actually signed their name in Chinese, which is like amazing. And then there's like South Korean, there's like Portuguese, there's like a German, there's definitely English. I think there's also Spanish too. Probably that's like 6 or 7 languages on the card. So it was like so cool because I can never imagine like on one day I can receive a card with so many languages. I'm like, I love learning languages and it's so cool to see people like signing a birthday card with their own language. That's very, very cool.
And I assume you still have this card in a special place. And
I do. I was like, oh, this is definitely the card I'm going to keep forever.
Now, you didn't just get the sweet snacks and the card. There, of course, was a cake because there's always a cake to celebrate the birthdays on the ship. Were you excited about the cake?
Oh, I was so excited. So, like, as you know, I missed the first two cakes. So the first birthday the whole ship had was from Masa, I believe. So he was on the opposite ship. So I definitely missed it because I was asleep. And then the second one was a cake, special cake to celebrate the day when we got out of the quarantine. Well, pretty much the mask up policy. And I was in the lab like hammering rocks and I missed the whole cake again. And I was so sad. I'm like, oh, I missed two like in a row. I do need to get a good cake, a wonderful cake for my birthday, and I'll share with people to make sure like they don't miss it.
I do remember you missing the first cake and you were very disappointed. And then you missed the second cake when we celebrated the COPE protocols disappearing and we all could remove our masks. And yes, you were nowhere to be found. And then, of course, the cake disappear so quickly on the ship, but you at least did get some of your own birthday cake. That was very exciting.
Exactly. I was the last person signed, or at least on the science party, to have a birthday on the ship. And then Che told me that on your birthday, you can choose either ice cream or birthday cake. I was like, I'm going to choose both. I missed two birthday cakes. Darn it.
Why not? But you also had a special meal, though. Can you talk more about that?
Exactly. So Che once told me that having a birthday on the JR is a very special experience. But she didn't tell me why. Like, she was saying, like, it's a special experience. At that point, I was just like, you have had at least one birthday, right? Like, she's been sailing all the time, like, on the ship. And she's like, yeah, definitely. I was like, why is it special for you? And she didn't answer me. So the day before my birthday, Jay asked me if I want to have any kind of noodle, because having noodles on the birthday is a Chinese tradition. It's a bowl of noodle, but there's only one noodle. That means longevity. So if you have that bowl of noodle on your birthday without cutting it off in the middle, that longevity belongs to you. So it's a good wish for everyone who has a birthday. So Che knows that, and she asked me like what kind of noodles I want, and I was like probably some beef noodle soup, because I was born in China, in northern China, and our cuisine is, we have a lot of soy sauce and other things like salty stuff in our cuisine. So like beef noodle soup is one of the my favorite things, favorite kind of noodle soup. So I asked for that, but I was like, I don't think I've seen any of the noodle soup on board, because our galley doesn't really provide noodles that much.
I certainly haven't seen any noodle soup. And so you're saying, though, but for your celebration, it is one bowl with one noodle, yes. One very long noodle. And you used to eat the entire noodle without breaking the noodle. Yes. And that gives you longevity.
Yes.
Which is, that's amazing. I think that's a wonderful tradition. And that tradition then came to the JR also, it sounds like.
Exactly. So what Che did was that she actually searched for the recipe online, and she like translated it into English. And she gave that recipe to the galley. And the camp boss decided that, well, based on the recipe, he can actually make noodle soup for the entire ship to share. That was amazing. So the next day when I went to the galley, they all wished happy birthday to me. And they were like, you should have a bowl of noodle soup. I was like, what? I thought it was just like a small bowl of it, but it was actually a big tank of noodles for everyone. And it was so exciting because I can actually share the beef noodles and noodle soup with all the people I know on board, and also tell them the story of the longevity noodle. That was amazing.
I think that was really special for me and certainly everyone. I remember all of us being in the galley and being there with you, and you were just beaming. You were so excited, first of all, that it was your birthday, and there were so many people. That was definitely a very big gathering that came together.
Much more than what I had, especially after COVID.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit, because with the pandemic and the onset of COVID in 2020, everyone's birthday celebrations just shut down, right?
Exactly. The first year of COVID, that was 2020. And May 20th, I think we were still under lock, some kind of soft lockdown at home. So my boyfriend and I had a very small celebration asking for some takeout, and that's it. And then 2021, it was better, but still pretty quiet. And I moved to a new place because COVID, I didn't get to see many people, colleagues at Hui. So I didn't know many people to invite. And then 2022 on board, that was so different because we were in a kind of safe bubble and no one was masking and everyone could sit together in the galley and we could all celebrate together. That was so normal. The normal thing that I hadn't experienced for 2 years. You know, like when you have such a big gathering, like everyone with everyone wishing you a happy birthday, that's totally different. You would feel like your day becomes so bright and so happy. But you're
especially when you had just met everyone a month and a half prior to your birthday. So we were thrown together on this ship in the ocean during this pandemic time. But we were past the COVID point, and so we knew it was safe to hang out. And we did. We were able to come together and gather. And to have your birthday is one of the reasons for all of us to come together. I mean, for me, that certainly was special. And I know for you, it still is to date, right?
It definitely is the most wonderful birthday I've ever had with so many people from different countries. And with the acquaintance that I just met a month ago, that was unbelievable. Like, you wouldn't imagine having a colleague to your birthday after meeting that colleague for a month only. That was amazing.
I thank you for having a birthday during our time at sea, because
I thank you to be there, you know, like celebrating with me. When you were sitting in this on the same table with me, that was... And I figured, like, you were when you were eating that noodle soup, and you were like, oh, this is like a very cool tradition, like you talk about. I was like, yeah. So I appreciate that. I didn't get much time to talk about that when I was in US, usually, because if I celebrate some Chinese people, like they know about the tradition. So it feels different when you tell somebody else, this is our tradition.
So there's a tradition for having birthdays on the JR with everyone signing a card and some people signing in their first language and there being a cake. But then for you, we went the extra mile for your birthday out on the water with.
I really appreciate all the galley people. They did fantastic. And the
Yeah.
taste was like very, very similar to what I would have.
That's wonderful. What an incredible memory for you.
Thanks, TK.
And thank you, Yi, for today sharing this memory with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. I'd really love to share this memory. That's very amazing.